Hey, this is Q, the cash gifting expert, www.thecashgiftingexpert.com, www.thecashgiftingexpert.com. Got a new Q-Box for you. I did not plan on doing a Q-Box today, but I just had a 10-minute phone conversation with a prospect, and for those of you who know me, my conversations are really not usually that long, but I had a 10-minute phone conversation with this guy, which prompted me to do this Q-Box today. The title of this is, If Your Wallet Ain't In It, Your Heart Ain't In It, and that you need to believe things before you see them. Believe it first, then it's going to show up. Here's my conversation with this guy. I call him back. First of all, he's telling me that he's so interested, ready to sign up, blah, 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 right? Come to find out, guy has no money, and that's not really the problem. That's not the problem that he doesn't have the money right now, because I don't just blow people off like that. Yeah, you may not have the money right now, but the question is, are you inspired to go and find it to get started? But this guy is going on and on about his story. He doesn't have the money, and, you know, he's on disability, so forth and so on, as if no one else has a situation like him. And he wants me to just let him in for free, and he'll pay me back, blah, blah, blah. We heard it all before, right? So I'm talking to this guy, and as I'm talking to him and I'm asking questions, right, I find out that the program is not even really for him, because he's telling me, well, you know, I'm just living cheaply right now, and I'm looking to live cheaply, but yet, you know, I need this money, and, you know, I want you to just put up $6,000 and let me in, and, you know, because if you can do that, then I can start making money, and then I can sponsor people later. I already know that this guy doesn't even understand the concept, because if he did, he would already know that if we did that for everyone, bunches of people would want to do it, right? It's not fair to do it for one and you don't do it for everyone else. If that was the case, where would the money come from? There would be no money. There would be no money in the program, no money getting moved around. There would be no money if everyone else is coming in for free. I already talked about that on another Q-Box. But like I said, as I'm talking to this guy, more and more into the conversation, I'm finding out the program is not even for him. I'm telling him, listen, if you're looking to live cheaply, if you're just looking for, you know, because this is what I asked him. I said, well, listen, how long, if I gave you $6,000 right now, I mean, how long would $6,000 really last you? And he says, well, it would last me several months. Right then and there, I already know you must be living very, very, very cheaply for $6,000 to last you several months. And if that's really the case, if that's how you're trying to live, what I have is not for you. This program is for people who are looking to see a substantial increase in their income. I mean, really something that is going to erase whatever you have now and replace that. This is for something, this is for, you know, someone who's looking to make, you know, $30,000, $50,000, $100,000 a month. If you're not looking for that, you are in the wrong place. And I'm telling this guy, the more and more I'm trying to get him off the phone, the more and more, you know, he's trying to convince me now that what I have is for him, and I know that it's not. If you're someone just looking for a few extra $100 a month or a few thousand a month, this is not for you. And you can go to any one of these other gifting programs out there and be my guest and try that with them. See if they'll let you in for free. See if they'll let you in and, you know, you claim, yeah, I can share this with this one and that one, and I got so many people on the list. But if you got all that already, what you need me for? Think about that. Also, my main thing with this guy, and I'm trying to explain this to him, and it's not really getting through. And he's saying, well, you know, my situation is kind of like the situation you were in, and, you know, well, how did you really come up with the money to get in? And I'm saying, listen, because he's telling me $6,000 in his head is a lot of money. And I'm saying, here's the difference between me and you. More than 11 years ago, when I was on welfare, when I was sleeping on my mother-in-law's living room floor, $6,000 was not a lot of money to me. Yeah, physically it was. I didn't have anybody that I could just go to and, hey, loan me $6,000, loan me $7,000 or whatever. No, I didn't have anyone like that. But that wasn't the deal. It wasn't a lot of money in my head, though, because even though I was on welfare, even though I was sleeping on my mother-in-law's living room floor, I knew my self-worth, I knew who I was, and I knew that I was going to become a multimillionaire. That's the kind of money I was looking at, and that's why people were looking at me so crazy, because they were like, look at this guy. He's on welfare. He's sleeping on a floor with his wife and his kid, and he thinks, this guy thinks he's going to make $1 million. He thinks he's going to make $3, $4, $5, $10 million a year. But, yeah, I'm doing it now. I'm doing it now. Why? Because I believed it before the money ever showed up. Here's my point about if your wallet ain't in it, your heart ain't in it. I dare you to go out right now. I don't care what kind of business you're in. I know those of you listening to this, you're probably in 10 other business opportunities, right? Go out, pull 100 people off the street, and tell them you're going to let them join for free, and let me see how many millionaires you make. Let me see how many you make. Let me see how many of these people even make 5 to 10 grand a month. Let me see what happens with that. The reason why nothing is going to happen, and if it does, you'll probably get 1 out of 100, maybe, and that's a big maybe. But the biggest reason why nothing more than likely will happen is because there is no value. They don't have any value as to what they have, right? They just got in for free. Everyone else put down their money. Everyone else had a hardship coming up with that money. They appreciate where they are. These people don't. They got in for free. You just let them in. They don't understand what they have in their hands. They don't value it. They don't respect it. They didn't come up with one red cent to get in. And I've seen this done before. I've seen it done before, and these people come in, they make no money. None. Now, notice, I did this recently on an offer that I had, right? And I did this a couple of times within 11 years. Within 11 years. Two times within 11 years. But that's not something that I do on a normal basis, and I'm not going to ever do it again for the program. I said that before, the last time I had this offer. But for someone to just do that willy-nilly, everyone coming through the door, oh, well, you know, I got a hardship. Can you please just let me in? And where's the money going to come from? If your wallet ain't in it, your heart ain't in it. I don't care if you don't have the money right now, but if you're not inspired enough to go out and find it because you realize what's been put in front of you, then you do not deserve to be here. There, more than 90% of the people in this program right now are people who had to do some creative financing to get in, and then once they got in and they understood the power of this thing and they follow instructions, they're making buku money now. And you know what? They appreciate it. Because they had a hardship even getting in. It wasn't just laid out for them. Someone didn't just show up, hey, here's 6 grand, here's 7 grand, here's 20 grand, right? They had to work to get that money. They had to save it. Some people had to save for 6 months. Some people saved for even a year to get in this thing. And you just want to get in free? I don't think so. So every now and then I get people who, you know, who bring up situations like this. I just decided today I just wanted to do a Q-Box on it. You know, if I didn't really touch on it in depth before. And also just to show people that I can say the biggest advice that I can give you right now, I don't care if you're sleeping on the floor right now and if you're on welfare, whatever your situation is, if you don't get this through your head right now, forget about touching any kind of business. I don't care if it's with me or whatever else you're trying to do. If you don't get your mindset together right now, whatever you touch in the future is going to be destroyed. If you don't see yourself right now, before the money shows up, before the nice car shows up, before the big home shows up, before the financial respect shows up, if you don't have that self-worth in you now, if you don't believe it now, if you don't believe it's attainable now, if you don't believe that you're worth it right now, before all that stuff shows up, you will never see it. Again, just going back to me, when I was sleeping on the floor, when I was on welfare, when I had to take a lot of junk off a lot of people, I mean a lot of people, especially people who are supposed to be my friends and family, before all of the stuff that I have now, all the toys and the money and the homes and the cars and all of that, before all of that stuff showed up, I already believed in my head and in my heart that I was a multimillionaire, and I knew that I was going to be one. And at that point, even though I didn't have a dime to my name and I was bankrupt, in my head, $6,000 was not a lot of money. I was looking for $6 million. That's some money. If you have $6,000 in your hand right now, if you're someone who's got $0 and you're looking at this thing and you're like, wow, I'll never come up with that kind of money to get into this program. If, first of all, you keep saying that, you're right. You will never come up with it. But if you believe that $6,000 is a lot of money, I mean, come on. What kind of life are you really trying to live? Think about that. What life are you trying to live? And you think $6,000 is a lot of money? Some people spend $6,000 on rent. $6,000 is not a lot of money. Change your mindset. If your wallet ain't in it, your heart ain't in it, believe it first, then it'll show up, not the other way around. This is Q, the Cash Gifting Expert. Take care.